Joining us this morning, Colorado Springs City Council President Richard Schwarman is here. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
And it was a busy, busy day yesterday.
It was.
Yeah.
Lots of passion at City Council.
Yeah, and there was.
We do want people to come and give us their thoughts about the community, and they did.
Yeah.
Big time.
And yesterday, it was a lot of focus was on the officer involved shooting, Devon Bailey.
That's right.
And some are calling for an independent investigation, a separate investigation. And Bill Murray was one of the council members that did that yesterday. Mayor John Southers was there as well. And, you know, you and I were talking. It really is a double-edged sword, whichever way you look at this, isn't it? I mean, trying to be fair to all parties, trying to investigate this fully, not saying it hasn't been fully investigated, but it is now, the investigation has been handed from the sheriff's office to Dan May, and now he apparently has called in for the FBI.
That's right.
Department of Justice to look at it.
So there's going to be that review. He also has the opportunity to appoint a grand jury. And he may do that. He hasn't said he's not going to get another look at this. I know people have been pushing to have another DA look at it from other departments around the state. But the problem with that is that many of them are concerned about doing it because they've had officer-involved shootings.
Right.
And they don't want to open up that door to have to have, you know, independent investigations when all those happen. And It's so difficult. There is a not just a perception, but a reality that people that are of color can be stopped by the police, and they do it more. Darrell Glenn talked about that when he ran for U.S. Senate, and so it is something that happens. I'm not saying that we do it in Colorado Springs, but this has become a national issue, and it's not an easy one for people. And then the other side to it is that it's very, very dangerous to be a police officer these days, and especially because many police departments are short of staff, and so they don't have backup, and the kinds of weapons and the kinds of danger that they're going into are very difficult.
Yeah.
And so these kinds of situations are happening all across the country. I think we need to have a good public discussion about what Colorado Springs Police Department does and doesn't do. I think we owe that to the public. And it's my impression that they are careful in every way they can be, but we need to have the trust of the public.
And by doing this, by calling for, they're following the law, the DA's office, the sheriff's office, they are following the law that has been set in the state of Colorado, how you investigate.
That's right.
And handle the investigation of officer-involved shooting. Do you think there's confusion in that?
Well, they're actually doing what is the law.
Right.
So they have another department, and usually it's the biggest department around that investigates officer-involved shooting. So if there's a shooting from the sheriff's department,
Correct. The
Colorado Springs Police Department would investigate.
Right.
And that's the protocol that's in place. Now, whether that should change, that would have to happen at the state level.
Right.
And so all these are big issues. They're not particular to Colorado Springs. These are national issues.
Right, absolutely. And like you said, it might, and maybe this can be something that happens. A discussion is had within the city with government officials and the community.
Yes, exactly. And I think, these discussions are healthy because we need to trust each other. People in the community need to trust the police department, and the police department needs to trust people in the community, and we need to figure out how to all work together. We're all on the same team here,
and
they're trying to keep us safe, and yet there's people that don't trust that they're not racial profiling or doing things that they shouldn't do.
Right.
And so I think these are healthy discussions. I really do.
And so moving forward, like we said, DA Dan May has called in for kind of an outside review, correct?
That's right.
From the FBI?
From the FBI
and the Department of Justice.
Okay. So federal attorneys will look at this, U.S. attorneys.
Okay.
And so there is that review.
And then he could send it to
a grand jury, but really it's up to him.
Yeah.
He's the one that is empowered to make these decisions.
Okay. So I want to... We're going to end with that discussion for that discussion, because there's so much, a lot other to talk about as well this morning that I don't want to, just overlook this morning. And there was one of those decisions that was made yesterday at City Council, was the decision and approval by City Council in regards of a tiny home development. This is in the downtown area, and this is in the Mill Street area. And there was lots of discussion about this too, community and discussion, right?
Well, this is our first one, really, in the city limits. It's going to have tiny homes on wheels, because we don't have a classification for them to be on a foundation.
Right.
But essentially, it's a great project. They're going to have 18 tiny homes. They're going to be for 18 to 28-year-olds. Everybody's going to pay rent, $600 a month. They have to enter into a contract, a lease, like anybody else. And so really what it is affordable housing for younger people, to help them then get their careers together to be able to get into more market rate housing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's just a great opportunity. There's a nonprofit involved. It has all kinds of securities set up. Wraparound services are going to be available there. And people are going to have this great advantage. I wish we had more of these in the city.
And was this part of when we've talked about this before, was this part of the project where that team came up from Austin? And kind of, or is this kind of a separate idea?
This is separate.
Okay.
This is completely separate.
Okay.
It's its own little nonprofit. There are houses there that were in such bad shape that they were going to get torn down anyhow.
Okay.
And so they were going to get torn down. They were thinking about putting a storage unit there. But the owner of the property decided this was a great purpose.
Okay.
And is working with the nonprofit. And it really is. It's a good experiment for us. It's 18. It's not a huge number. And it may open up the door for more tiny homes. You know, that people are not able to afford to live in a lot of the market rate apartments. You know, they're $1,200 a month for a two-bedroom, one bath.
Right.
It's not easy for people, especially they're making, you know, $15, $20, $18, $14 an hour.
Right.
Difficult.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. When are they expected to start this?
I think they're going to start it soon. I think they're starting construction. We just approved it, so they can get going.
Get going.
And I think it's probably going to be up and running in 6 months to a year.
Perfect. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll have more with City Council President Richard Skorman next. Okay, City Council President Richard Skorman is here, and really quick, we had talked about this before, but City Council decided to change the council meeting times because you were finding, as you said, they're open, people can come and discuss stuff, so kind of change the time. So has it worked out so far?
Yes, absolutely. We started yesterday at 10, and we were able to get out of there about 4, which is a reasonable time, and we allowed the citizens to discuss as much as they wanted, and it's not just citizens' discussion, but there's a lot of land use hearings and other hearings. We want the public to come. And really, we are that public forum for the city. And so it's great to have the opportunity to have more time and not feel like we're rushing people.
Absolutely. And when is the next city council meeting?
It is 2 weeks from yesterday. Perfect. At 10 o'clock in the morning.
City Council President Richard Skorman, thank you so much for coming in today. We truly appreciate it. 750 KRDO's Morning News.